Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Be safe as you head out this morning. A lot of accidents, spinouts with the heavy rain, and that will continue throughout the day as far as the rain. Hopefully not the accidents. I know there was just the reporting on the traffic cameras. There was just a report, Academy Road entrance to I-95 South. So we also had I-95 South in Philadelphia was shut down most of the night. That's because those southbound lanes between the I-676 East and Market Street exits, they were shut down because of this horrific, deadly accident. Police say there was a pedestrian on the highway, unknown reason here, and was struck by a vehicle. The pedestrian pronounced dead at the scene, and anyone who may have witnessed the crash should call police. No other details are being released. So I don't even have the information as to did the vehicle stop. I'm not sure, but we know that there was a dead body, literally a dead body. And that whenever you have a death investigation and something strange like this, they have to shut it all down because now it becomes a death investigation, becomes a crime scene.
Yep.
So that's why it was shut down all night. But I don't know. I think people are getting by, but this is going to accumulate this morning now with this latest spin out accident, I-95 South, right by the Academy, right by Academy Road. New Jersey State Senator is another one. It's calling for more action as these unidentified flying objects, these huge drones that are not the hobby style drones flying over New Jersey. Well, now there's a call for a limited state of emergency.
Wow.
Because of these mysterious drones.
Yeah. I actually last night, now I did not see the big ones, but I took my dog out to go to the bathroom before bed around 9:15, and I'm looking up, and I just saw, I don't know what caused me to look up, but there were two smallerish type drones, potentially. I'm not sure that they were drones, but they were up pretty high, and they were relatively close, and they were just in a stagnant position. This is in Bluebell. And
Democrats are spying on Nick Cale.
They're trying to steal the bit. They're trying to like siphon my big take. Oh, it's outrageous.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's big take pilferage. But I looked up last night and I wanted to go back. So I go back inside. I unchained the dog and I grabbed my phone. And by the time I went back outside, looked up, they were gone. Now, I don't know for sure that they were drones. And if they were, they were like the Hobby Lobby small ones that Opelka's zipping around on the golf course with. But I think I experienced a little bit of it on a smaller scale last night.
Well, this is just getting creepy, and we have reports of these flying, unidentified, large flying objects across our region, the Philadelphia suburbs as well, Media, Broomall in Delaware County,
yep.
Philadelphia's Mayfair section, and in fact, well, somebody over the weekend, right? I had a couple of people. It was around that Pico substation there that's in Montgomery County. And so there was that one. Now Nick is seeing, it sounds like the smaller ones, but they're just, a lot of people concerned and questioning what's going on here. As far as in New Jersey, the reason there's the call, and this is Republican State Senator John Bramnick, he issued the latest statement on this, saying these are very large drones, some of them the size of a small plane or let's say the size of an SUV. And so now we know that DHS and the FBI are tracking the situation, looking into it. They are investigating. But we continue every single day, many of you calling us, telling us about these very large drones. And they seem to be around sensitive areas, such as maybe a power station, a railroad station, or even a military site. And those are some of the concerns. So
what do you guys think this actually is? I mean, do you have any educated guess at this point with all the new information that we've not been given? Because apparently the government has no idea what this is, right?
Well, they're not saying.
They're not saying.
Well, the representative you're referring to, Dawn, is Chris. Oh, I thought it was Chris Smith.
Yeah, Chris Smith released one yesterday. I think I'm quoting Bramnick just because he's the latest person, but the most recent.
He said yesterday that this is really serious. We have audio from him. We can get to later in the cut sheet, but.
Yeah, so this is not just, oh, gee, what's up in the sky? It's starting to get, it's very concerning. And the fact that state, federal, and state, local, federal investigators, they're all saying out loud that they don't know what it is, that even the president spoke about it. So we'll continue to follow. It is a follow-up. We've been talking about this now.
Poor Trump. He's like, my first presidency ended with a pandemic, and now I've got aliens flying around as I'm about to return.
I mean, there's no question in my mind this is not either some nefarious country doing something or a government op, right?
Okay. So it's either a foreign government or it's our government.
Yes.
You're two.
Yeah, because if it was Amazon or, you know what I mean? Like, they would tell you.
Yeah.
Who has the technology and who has the money to do stuff?
Yeah.
Amazon and the government.
Yeah.
Or terrorist groups.
Yeah.
They have a lot of money.
Absolutely.
And the locations of which these are occurring, hovering above certain, I don't want to call them destinations, but I mean, doesn't this feel like, I hate to say it, you, and Stucker, you said this, you know, the next big attack is not going to be planes into buildings.
Nope.
It's going to be, cyber AI, advancements in technology, things like this.
It's going to be them taking down our grid.
Our grid, yeah.
And because everybody has, does things through apps and has their money in available through banks.
Yep.
And that's not going to become available.
Right.
That's how they're going to take us down.
Right.
The Picatinny Arsenal in New Jersey, a military research, and they're a military research and production facility. They're in Morris County, New Jersey. They have 11 confirmed reported sightings by law enforcement, security guards, official sightings that they've documented, 11 of them since November 13th.
Uh-huh.
And so they have said this is not us. The FBI is being quoted as saying they're doing, quote, all they can to figure out what's going on.
So, I mean, to me, the next questions would be how and where and when are they entering our airspace? And if they are entering our airspace, why is it not being picked up on radar? And then secondly, when you think about what's up there, one of two things has to happen. Either we need to go up there, right, and surveil what they're surveilling, or we need to bring it down to us, which means shoot that sucker down. We either have to go up or that has to come down, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for one of those to happen.
Yeah, so New Jersey Office of Homeland Security, there were about 21 mayors, at least that I know of and counting, across New Jersey. They joined in on a letter to Governor Phil Murphy demanding action. So I don't have word that they're actually going to, I don't know what a state of emergency would do.
Yeah.
Except it would obviously trigger more funding to deal with this whole thing. But like I say, the feds, they say they're investigating. The FBI continues to say if you see something, they want to hear from you. And so they say, contact the FBI if you do see one of these, if you can capture it on your phone video.
Are we allowed to shoot it down like that man in
no.
Florida?
Mm. No, that's not recommended.
I know.
Yeah.
Right?
You could start World War III.
Yeah.
So, well, the other problem is these things are huge. And so let's say you did shoot it down.
Yeah.
What if it lands on a person or a house or on a highway?
Well, I'm not saying that you should. I'm referring to that video of that gentleman who was arrested in Florida because a drone came over his property. He pulled out his gun and shot it down.
What am I going to do, lie to you? Yeah, I shot it down. Isn't that what he said?
Man's a national hero.
Goodness.
Yep.
By the way, we don't actually know if he actually hit it. I don't think he did, right? He just shot at it.
Shot at it.
Yeah.
By the way, Penn State, we have word from Penn State University police.
Yeah.
They have announced they will not charge retired Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce.
After
they've completed their probe into that altercation with a fan over a cell phone. That was November 2nd, a home game between the Nittany Lions and Ohio State.
Okay.
Our long national nightmare is over.
I thought you were reporting that Penn State has identified James Franklin as the man flying around the drone. Explains why he doesn't win big football games. He's preoccupied.
So Kelce had apologized. Police are not going to file any charges. And I know that we're going to, Nick Cale and his Big Take is going to get into all of this with the latest in the assassination, really, of a major CEO, UnitedHealthcare. Luigi Mangione's writings revealed the court shout out, and then the fallout with the warning from even NYPD. What's going on here? It's a crazy situation as this suspect is capturing the attention and I guess the imagination of many people who romantically are interested in the guy.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Weird.
It's,
chicks and dudes all horny for this guy.
I have video. I have TikTok video of these women and a dude.
Yeah, and a dude.
And I'm like, what planet am I on? What planet am I on? Actually, this morning, New York Times. Let me read you the front page of New York Times this morning.
Yeah.
Ivy League, raised by prominent family, grew isolated and lived with pain.
Lived with pain. I know. They're sympathized
for him. They're trying to make this guy sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, he's cute. He has a six pack and he was in back pain.
Yeah.
He had screws in his back. Screw him. How about that?
There's the fifth screw. Screw you.
That's what they want to do, Greg.
If he's found guilty, the dude should fry.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about Brian Thompson's family?
I know.
Can you imagine his sons?
How do you think
going through
they're
right
feeling
now?
seeing Tim Miller from Bulwark saying his abs are amazing?
Yep.
Ugh.
We've got a lot of ladies out there that are saying things like this.
We want to hit that hard.
Yep.
Yep. That's what they're saying.
And dudes as well.
He roared!
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We're gonna get to all of it. How much of a billion-dollar loan did we free up for Ukraine? Another headline. That one's incredible. $20 billion for Ukraine. And another headline that I know we'll get into this, and this was the latest and the final report from the Trump assassination attempted task force. And we're learning about the final report and the limited cooperation offered by Biden's Department of Justice, especially for that assassination attempt that happened here in Pennsylvania in Butler, J-13th. We'll get into all of that today. There's so much. Real quick forecast for you. 64 degrees, but it is a blustery day. South winds up to 30 miles an hour. And some of these wind gusts we could experience today could be as high as 50 miles an hour. So you want to be safe today. And that's going to take us, that's starting out from 10 o'clock this morning to 4 p.m. this afternoon with those gusty winds blowing around unsecured objects. Maybe they'll blow out the drones. I don't know. But think about all the weird accidents and deaths we've had with those tree limbs that have been blowing down on roadways. So be thoughtful of that. Be mindful of that. Very heavy, soaking rain through the day. And then tomorrow, well, that this storm system will move out. 40 degrees tomorrow. We will see some sunshine tomorrow and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But we return to the 40s starting tomorrow. Enjoy 64 today and enjoy Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, the secret to finishing your holiday shopping. Three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person online at josephanthony.com where gift cards are available. josephanthony.com, Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 619, let's get to a midweek big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
And the big take this morning brought to you by First Harvest Credit Union. America is so back. Sometimes in life, there is a deviation away from the norm. Perhaps it's a person who strays away from what they've always been about. Perhaps it's a football team that forgot what their identity is, or maybe a company that shifted away from just selling products to making political and social statements. Or perhaps it is the greatest nation on earth that adopted an absurd fringe set of beliefs as the new gospel, only to ditch it after reawakening from a four-year slumber. That is the United States of America. And the greatest nation on earth is officially back. And there's been plenty of signs to show that not only has the pendulum swung back to normalcy, not only that it has returned to common sense, but that it's ready to rock and roll like it used to. Donald Trump rolls to re-election. The Supreme Court of the United States leaning towards the banning of transgender surgeries for minors. And this week, a New York jury finding Daniel Penny not guilty of manslaughter or homicide. It is back to basics. It is back to American first policies. Boys are boys, girls are girls, and they'll remain that way as minors. And if you look, we're not going to send people to jail for being a good Samaritan as you protect your fellow citizens from a real threat. Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox News landed the first post-conviction, not guilty, I should say, sit-down interview with Daniel Penny in a one-on-one setting. We'll play you some of that coming up in a minute. But first, here was her takeaways and reaction 2 days ago to the not guilty verdict on Monday as she explains why America will be in good hands moving forward. Listen and watch this.
In fact, Danny Penny was justified in using that force, even, and he used less than Jordan Neely did because he threatened imminent deadly physical force. And you were entitled to use that kind of force, although Danny Penny didn't even know he died. He's speaking to the cops. He didn't even know he died. He thought that apparently that he was unconscious. In the end, what we have here are people demanding justice for Jordan Neely. Let me make one point. The truth is that Jordan Neely was on a list of New York City's most needy, homeless, and mentally ill people. In a city of 8 million, he's on a list of 50. He had open warrants for assaulting women on the subway. One senior woman in particular, he had just broken her orbital bone. He had 42 arrests in 7 years. Where were these people trying to help Jordan Neely? But Danny Penny did what all of us would want someone to do if we were on that subway car. And I think that America breathes a sigh of relief today. America now recognizes that we can protect other Americans and not be accused of being vigilantes, that we can be good Samaritans within the confines of the law. And if a jury in New York City can find Danny Penny not guilty, well, then I feel good about the rest of America.
Think about how crazy that is. In a city of 8 million plus, he was on a list of 50 of the most mentally disturbed individuals, 42 arrests in 7 years. He averaged more arrests per year than the Jets win football games per year. And you know what the left should be saying today? That negative concept of toxic masculinity doesn't seem so bad today, does it? According to The Blaze, quote, one woman who was on the train, one witness, thanked Penny for saving her life. Another passenger described this rant as a satanic rant, and many passengers said that Daniel Penny actually kept them safe that day, she comments, adding, quote, the fact that he was alive when the police found him, that is very significant here. The courage that Penny, who is a former Marine, showed in the situation has become increasingly rare and almost impossible to come by, especially considering the way life has changed following the incident. Quote, we've all seen videos go viral on X where a young woman is either being sexually assaulted, is being sexually harassed, and the men around them do absolutely nothing, either because they're cowards, they don't want to be inconvenienced, or because they know something like this is going to happen to them, especially if you have a black suspect. That's just the case. Quote, when you've got a white person and a black person, and the white person even remotely appears to be the aggressor, you know you are going to lose in the media. You know that you're going to lose in the court of public opinion. End quote. Do you think Doug Emhoff would have intervened? How about Tim Walz? Would he have intervened? You know, the new definition of masculinity? Not a chance in hell. And who knows how many lives toxic masculinity saved on that subway that day? America should not be vilifying our veterans, police officers, and heroes. Doing the right thing shouldn't be prevented based on racial identities of potential criminals and a potential hero. Right is right, wrong is wrong, no matter the identities of the parties involved in an altercation. Another reason why the identity politics era of American society is officially over with. Now, Judge Jeanine sat down with Daniel Penny. Here was Penny giving his firsthand account of what occurred. Listen and watch this.
He was just threatening to kill people. He was threatening to go to jail forever, go to jail for the rest of his life. And now where I'm on the ground with him, I'm on my back in a very vulnerable position. If I just would have let go, now he turns.
Why is that a vulnerable position?
Well, if I just let him go, I'm on my back. Now he can just turn around and start doing what he said to me. So
killing.
Killing. Hurting.
The judge then asked what caused Penny to get involved, and Daniel says he didn't sign up for this. Listen and watch this.
What in you caused you to want to get involved?
I mean, I'm not a confrontational person. I don't really extend myself. I think this type of thing is very uncomfortable. All this attention and limelight is very uncomfortable. And I would prefer without it. I didn't want any type of attention or praise, and I still don't. Mm-hmm. The guilt I would have felt if someone did get hurt, if he did do what he was threatening to do, would never be able to live with myself. And I'll take a million court appearances and people calling me names and people hating me just to keep one of those people from getting hurt or killed.
Lastly, Penny talked about how this case was political, even though he himself doesn't want it to be that way. These are those final comments. Listen and watch.
These public officials would do something so self-serving.
But how does it serve them to hurt you?
Just political gain. I mean, these are their policies that are, and I don't mean to get political. I don't really want to make any enemies, really, although I guess I have already. But I mean, these are their policies that have clearly not worked, that the people, the general population, are not in support of, yet their egos are too big just to admit that they're wrong.
The full interview can be seen today on FoxNation.com. That man right there is a patriot. That is a man who acted on behalf of others. And this is why Americans despise so many lawyers. In this case, weaponized district attorneys trying to make a false example out of a good human. But here's the bottom line. It takes courage to be a hero, even if doing so is completely justifiable in today's hypercharged political ecosphere, driven by media narratives and left-wingers' radical ideology, which is only accepted anyway by a slim percentage of Americans. But I don't think this will be a one-off. All of the Looney Tune nonsense of the last 4 years, I think it's over. As Democrats lose elections, they'll pivot away from it. As Soros-funded DAs lose re-election bids, incoming DAs, whether Democrat or not, will prosecute the true criminals. And as long as Donald Trump is in office, the madness of woke hysteria will remain dead, buried, and gone. It's back to basics in America. It's back to common sense. It's back to our roots of being the greatest nation on earth. And it couldn't come at a better time. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by First Harvest Credit Union. Watch your savings grow. Open a First Harvest Credit Union 7-month certificate online and earn 3.5% annual percentage yield. Visit firstharvestcu.com/online exclusives for details and view our other saving options. Restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA. If you have thoughts and you want to jump in, if you saw the Daniel Penny interview, you can certainly do so. 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, let it rip in the YouTube chat. We got a lot to get into this morning, including the Luigi Love Fest. It's just amazing. America in love. both men, both women, and the media over the aesthetics and the optics of a killer, a cold-blooded killer. We'll talk about it as we continue. Nick, Dawn, and Greg, it's Kale and Company on a Wednesday on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The 6 o'clock hour brought to you by Winter Ford. The Winter Ford Cherry Hill Get Ready Holiday Sales event is here. See Dino Rucci and his team for discounts and rebates of up to $10,000 on new Fords. Call 800-428-4000 for details. Check your savings at winterford.com. That's winter, W-I-N-N-E-R, Ford.com. Let's talk FanDuel. Make your first bet a swish with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. It makes watching live NBA games so much more fun, especially with how abysmal the Sixers are playing this season. It makes watching the games more tolerable. Now is the perfect time to get in on the action. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets. If your first bet wins, just go to FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel.com/Greg. Do it now to get $150 in bonus bets. If your first $5 bet wins, FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA and 1210 WPHT, 21 and over. President PA, first online real money wager only, $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Let's get to the Luigi Lovefest, who I actually think right now he's in the joint. He's next to a man named Bubba, and he's saying something like this.
I have a full mustache and beard.
Because we're going to see how tough Mr. Six-Pack of Abs is when he's behind, some of the most deranged killers on the planet. Obviously, the extradition will be coming. Apparently, according to reports, I was listening to some of the attorneys yesterday and legal experts, could take up to 30 days for him to be extradited from the center in which he is being detained in Pennsylvania before they go back to New York. Kathy Hochul will sign off on paperwork. They will ship him back to New York, and then we will see how this plays out in a court of law. But the Love Fest is just staggering. You know, I swear every day I leave here and I'm like, well, there's no way we can top yesterday's show with the madness and the stories that we talked about. And then the next day I'm just like, you know what? On second thought, today it may have taken the cake, because now, including those who are actually writing and covering this individual, Luigi Mangione, who this story written by Clara Gaspar, the headline for the Daily Mail, it may seem bizarre, but many women, including men, are captivated by the hot assassin.
Oh, God.
She writes the following.
We're in such a dumb country.
We are. You know how when Sean Farish comes on and he does Trump and he says, we have stupid people, dumb people, right? He's not lying when he says that. She writes, handsome, Ivy League educated, from a well-heeled family. Oh, and did I mention the rippling six-pack on paper?
Oh, my God. Don't.
Luigi Mangione is the sort of man any sane young woman might dream of. There's a rather large problem, however. The smoldering Italian-American now stands charged with killing the CEO of United Healthcare.
Just that!
Just that. That's his only blemish. I'll admit, I was captivated as soon as the first closed-circuit TV images of Mangione were released to the public just hours after the murder. Various cameras captured him apparently pulling off his meticulously planned operation, approaching Thompson outside of a Manhattan hotel, executing the hit, and vanishing on an electric bike. It was like a scene from a Christopher Nolan thriller, cinematic, chilling, and darkly compelling. But then came details that only heightened the intrigue. The clearest photos of Mangione emerged from the hostel where he was believed to be staying, reportedly lowering his mask to flirt with a lucky woman at reception. Quote, like a true Italian, Luigi Mangione's fatal error as an assassin was giving himself away by stopping to flirt with the cashier before going to work. When he became a person of interest on Monday night, the internet erupted. Amateur sleuths and admirers pored over his online presence, his uncovering tantalizing details, his thought-provoking reviews of books on health. Maybe Bobby will hire him for Maha. Philosophy and psychedelics. Dawn, his witty tweets. And here you go. Here's the selling point. An Instagram gallery dotted with topless photos, flaunting a physique straight out of a Calvin Klein campaign. Not to mention, he's the heir of a holiday resort fortune and the brother of a top doctor. He's even got family in politics. So Don Stensland, he is a true, I don't want to call him a teen idol because he's 26, but he's what you dream of as a girl growing up, right? A hot man, smart, wealthy. There's not a lady today that wouldn't marry that guy if he wasn't allegedly a killer.
Now, who wrote that?
Clara Gaspar.
Well, Clara is not being inclusive. She's saying a woman would dream of him.
All right.
Well, she's not being very
dudes want him too.
Okay, can I play a dude that wants him?
Oh, geez.
This is Tim Miller. He's the former spokesman of the RNC in 2012 and former communications director for Jeb Bush's presidential campaign in 2016.
Yep.
He now writes for The Bulwark.
Yeah, we played him about a week or so ago on The Big Take on another story.
This is what he said, obviously a gay man. This is what he said about the alleged killer. Roll it, Phil.
But this suspected killer, there's a lot to unpack here. Tim, what are your first impressions?
There's a lot to unpack here, including his six-pack would be among the things you need to unpack.
He did post a picture of him. Yes.
Oh, my God.
He's a very attractive man, and there are a lot of texts about that. So I have a few more things to say about that at the very end, but I knew that's probably what people are coming here to hear my thoughts on. So you got to wait till the end to hear my additional thoughts on
that. Good that you did not bury the lead here.
It's
blowing up on the gay group chats.
The gay group chats are on fire right now. The
other closing thoughts on this?
Because we got to go back to his looks.
Go back.
I've received several texts from people trying to get me to admit that I am attracted to the shooter. And I do, and I have to just say, not exactly my type. I mean, objectively handsome.
I think once you kill someone,
not exactly my type. Yeah. Like in that category, kind of the Boston Marathon bomber was kind of a little bit more.
Oh my God!
I mentioned that yesterday.
Do you remember the Rolling Stone cover of that guy?
Oh, do I remember that cover?
God, not an appropriate cover.
Some people were very upset about the cover, and not me.
They made him look like a young Bob Dylan.
Much handsomer than a young Bob Dylan. So anyway, he's still in jail, as he should be. But not exactly my type. But other people disagree, and I have some pretty disgusting things in my inbox. Just I guess all I'm going to say. I don't think we need to share it with the whole audience.
Yeah, please don't. Please not.
Oh, my God.
So the gay group chat is lit, baby.
It's lit.
It's on fire.
Woo.
Tim Miller's like wood.
These guys, by the way, if found guilty, they're gonna be super, super popular in prison.
Oh, yeah.
That's just it.
Yeah.
Hope his back is healed by then, because he's going to be taking a few shots, if you know what I mean.
Please stop. I'm in pain. United didn't clear. They wouldn't sign off on the surgery. I've got four screws in my spine.
Can I play another one since we're on this? I laugh, but this is, it's gross. Like, the whole thing is just gross. It's just, these people are degenerates and disgusting.
Yeah.
This is a TikToker who slams the worker who reported the shooting suspect.
Yep.
So apparently they're giving bad Yelp reviews to that.
Oh, I've got that story. Yep, I've got quotes. Yep, we'll get to that.
Because the McDonald's now, that McDonald's is being blamed now because that worker turned.
Well, they have threats.
Yeah,
exactly.
Threats against the workers at McDonald's, threats against other CEOs, threats against the Altoona police.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, the Bucks County owner of McDonald's that had Trump is looking like a hero right about now compared to this location.
All right, let's listen to this brain surgeon. By the way, her if you're watching the video, you can see right above her head it says "Free Luigi."
Okay, Free Luigi.
Go right.
Okay, so they've arrested our hot CEO assassin. Turns out his name's Luigi.
Wood.
He's 26 years old.
Her, not Luigi.
She's psycho.
Brad did his undergrad and master's at Penn in computer science. That's my type. He's a little young for me, but...
Yeah.
You
would.
Baby, what is you doing getting caught eating at McDonald's? And curse you, McDonald's employee, for turning him in. But I get it. They upped the reward to $60,000. Maybe you needed that money. They never understood those crazy women that wrote inmates in jail. But I could see myself doing that.
There's no doubt. I was going to say earlier before even knowing that clip existed. How long do you give it until Luigi has a pen pal and they end up getting married and some chick throws her life away to marry this guy while he spends the rest of his existence on Earth behind bars?
Oh, my God.
He's, what, 26?
Yeah.
He will be married by the time he's 28.
Do you mean in prison?
Correct.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's not getting out.
No. Is he going to be married to Bubba? Or is he going to be married you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he might
have
multiple.
He's going to be Bubba's
He's going to have wives, husbands. He's going to have everything.
Newman Price in the YouTube chat says, Nick, I don't think the screws would be in his spine. One more here, since we're down this rabbit hole.
Newman.
This is cut 16. This is a TikToker. Oh, this is a trans TikToker, excuse me.
Oh, well, we got to get their thoughts.
That wants to beat the S word out of the McDonald's worker who called the police on the alleged UHS serial killer.
Doesn't want to beat the crap out of Luigi, the killer.
Killer.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. So,
priorities.
Yeah. All right, ready, go.
They caught the guy that killed the UHC CEO. For such a professional hit, it's kind of weird that the gunman didn't leave the U.S. The guy that reported it was a McDonald's worker. I would never advocate for violence on my page.
Right. Yeah, but.
But.
That's it.
It would be pretty funny if we beat the shit out of him. And then when he went to the hospital, if he was out of network and had to pay a huge bill, I think that would be funny.
That's great.
I'm not advocating for
No.
But.
Right. You're just Taylor Lorenzo.
Bring a smile to me.
We need to lock these people up, too.
These people are mentally ill.
Yeah.
Oh,
and and you know what? Why isn't that stuff taken down? Because that's a threat.
Agreed.
There are all these threats.
Well,
you know?
This was somebody posted this. I don't know if it was taken down because, truth be told, I don't go on TikTok. so maybe it was, but Dawn's right. If it has been, it should be.
So the other, and you mentioned about the negative reviews on this McDonald's, courtesy of Yelp and Google, a couple of different outlets reporting different iterations of the story, but that Pennsylvania McDonald's has now been flooded with negative reviews online, that according to CNN. This location in Altoona, where Mangione was arrested, this location is being smeared on Yelp and Google, being branded as, quote, rats and snitches by people that are sympathetic to the 26-year-old alleged murderer. Police in New York go on to say that these comments have been popping up and being removed. CNN anchor Brianna Kylar says they call this some form of review bombing. Is what they call it when you just unload on bad businesses or good ones and you're just being a jerk. They go on to say anywhere you can leave a review about a business, they're going there. So it's Google reviews. It's Yelp. They are mentioning it to your point before that this person who called the police of the shooter is a rat. They're making comments such as, quote, these rats in their kitchen. You can't trust that you're not going to get food poisoning there. Now the tech companies are put in a really precarious position because on one end, you never want to meddle with reviews, but you want them to be organic. But what Google and others are saying is that these aren't real reviews. You're not a customer coming in and checking out the restaurant. You're just leaving a review to put a disparaging light on the business. And so they're actually going and removing a lot of these reviews. Yelp has now turned off the comments, but what's going to be challenging here, according to this reporter, is that there's a game of whack-a-mole going on where you can try to delete as many comments as you want. If you're eBay or Amazon, you could try to pull all the delay, deny, defend, depose merch as you want. Apparently, that's being sold on these e-commerce websites. But bad actors are still going to go out and continue to do it and continue to praise the shooter online. They also go on to say, one of the reviews left says, this fast food restaurant houses a traitor amongst its employees. The working class has betrayed humanity. You know, it was interesting, too. I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday, but as he was being transported from a police cruiser into the facility, the media, the quote, paparazzi were all around. And you hear in the clip, like, I don't know, somebody says something and then he just snaps.
Yeah, we have that. That's cut 9.
Do we have that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cut 9. Do you have that? He didn't say anything when he came out.
No. But, and then he just goes unhinged.
Yeah. Roll it.
Dog.
And an insult to the intelligence of the American people and the lived experience.
He says it's completely out of touch. It's an insult to the intelligence of the American people.
Yes. And you see, if you're watching on YouTube, he gets that. He immediately tries to look over top of the SUV of the police cruiser because he's aware that the cameras are there. And then he just goes on. That almost sounded like a scripted thing that he was planning to say.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
This guy, I really think, is trying to send a message. It's calculated. He was plotting this. The reports are, I think I mentioned this yesterday, he went 3 months without being seen or heard from all of his closest friends. This guy, and then you look at everything that was on him when he was found. This, I really believe he wanted to be found. He wants to be celebrated, and we're all taking the bait.
I know.
Like, that's the worst part of all of this.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing it because it's our job, and we're talking about how insane it is that one side, not even one side, you got men, you got women, you got the media, they're all glorifying this a-hole, right?
Yep.
This guy just murdered somebody in cold blood.
Allegedly.
Allegedly premeditated murder.
Yep. I'm sorry, I hate that we have to say that, but we do. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, it's... You know, we don't want to get sued. So, but, like, I just feel like this is we have this hero celebrity worship in this country, and it's gross.
So let's ask the question that we always ask when we talk about these things. Do you, because, you know, social media highlights it, and then we all arrive at the conclusion, or we believe that this is, you know, massive amounts of people. Do you think, better than 50-50, do you think more Americans are infatuated with this guy and sick and demented, like, kind of are happy he did this? Or is that the fringe opinion?
It's a fringe opinion.
You think it's a fringe 100%
opinion? 100%
the fringe
opinion. Okay. And I think that people, anybody who's gone through an issue with an insurance claim that has, you know, has had a bad experience with it, I'm sure in the back of their mind, they're being like, eh, you know what I mean? But I think the majority of people, I still believe the majority of people are good people.
Mm-hmm.
And they see this guy as what he is, and they hope that he gets, you know, all I think about, I said this earlier, all I think about is Brian Thompson's wife and kids and his family, and the fact that they're seeing this. Like, I would have to leave the country if I had to. Like, I would never turn on the news. I would never turn on anything.
Mm-hmm.
How can you, because it's literally all anybody's talking about.
Right.
And seeing this guy's photo and picture and seeing, you know, hearing dip blanks, you know, calling him hot. It's just, it's disgusting.
And this happened 1 week ago today, almost at this point. I think it was, 6:45 a.m. last Wednesday morning?
Yep.
Now, here's the one thing I will say. Like everything, this story will eventually disappear.
100%. It's the shiny new object.
We'll move on to the next thing, right?
Yep.
Until this guy has his day in court, and then we'll, you know, revisit everything, and then
in 6 months we'll forget this guy's name. You know, be like, oh yeah, that guy who did that. You know, nobody will remember.
Right.
But yeah, right now it's gross.
One review since deleted said, quote, this location has rats in the kitchen that will make you sick, and your insurance isn't going to cover it. Another poster wrote, do not stop here. If you're an American hero, they will sell you out. Okay. So this guy, you know, claiming that Mangione is a hero.
Yep.
The Google spokesperson said these reviews violate our policies and have been removed. That according to Reuters. Another user wrote, home of the boot-licking snitches. Food is terrible. The vibe is off. Absolutely trash.
Yeah.
The vibe is off.
Another win for social media.
It's just another reason to stay off.
Yeah.
All right. 855-839-1210. The phone number. We'll come back. We'll get to some news from Dawn for hour number two. And then time person of the year. Can Donald Trump win it for a second time? Two presidents have won it twice. Will Trump make it the trifecta? We'll get into that as we continue. Hour two is on the way.
Only a few spots left, so I hope you join me next spring on the Italian Riviera. There's a reason that Italy is the most revisited country in the world, and if you joined me last year on our trip to southern Italy, I know that you, along with all of us, just fell in love with Italia. Yes, Lorenzo and Romina will be back with us. Once again, conservative tours crafting an incredible itinerary that's sure to enchant all of us. Tuscany, the Riviera, the northern Italian lakes region, Cinque Terre, and dining events you'll write home about. $53.78, yes, that includes your airfare. Pisa, Michelangelo's Florence, and the fashion capital of Milan. You want to call toll-free, do this, because, I don't know exactly how many, Ken Chase said, only a few spots left. So I just got that word, made sure that I put in for Larry and Michael and David and I, so I have all of our spots reserved for the four of us. You want to call toll-free, 888-733-9494. Go to conservativetours.com. Scroll down, and you'll see the full itinerary. Luxury hotels, Mercedes coach, a tour leader who is absolutely the best. That's Conservative Tours in Italy. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Charming Siena, home to Il Palio, the medieval Manhattan, San Gimignano, Modena, Lake Como, Vernazza. Join me next spring in Italy. See you in Portofino. ConservativeTours.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.